Empress of Light by James C. Glass. Chapter 1. Birth. Mei Lai Gong came to Shanji in the form of an infant, and the world welcomed her with early morning light of Tengri Khan, reflected from the glassy surface of the three peaks she had created only weeks before her birth. One peak glowed pink, the other two laced with swirls of red and green rising like jewels beyond the high cliffs across the valley from Wan Menyu's great domed city. Katie had felt increasing discomfort the day before. The position of her baby had suddenly shifted, and although the pain in her back had subsided, there was new pressure in her groin that brought her near exhaustion by evening. She used her hands, drawing from the light of Tengri Khan, to relax her muscles and bring new energy to her child, although there seemed little need for that. Yasui had been extremely active all day, constantly turning, shifting position, and always there was that tiny hand exploring, and the wonderful energies coming from it spreading everywhere. Still, Katie was weary by the end of a day of continuous meetings, first with the nobles, then a group of factory managers from the East who listened sullenly to her lecture on their responsibilities to the workers under her new regime. Later in the day, she wrote orders for three of them to be replaced. Having probed their minds, she had found them to be immovable from the old ways, yet they had not been honest enough to openly disagree with her. She would let them know that nothing could be hidden from the Empress of Shanji. The meeting with the Council of Ministers went well enough, but all were men, and every time Yasui performed some new aerobatic that brought a gasp from her mother, they looked as if anxious to flee before their empress could drop her child before their very eyes. She retired to her quarters earlier than usual and lay down on the canopied bed brought from the rooms she had occupied as a ward of the Emperor, the bed on which Yasui had been conceived the night before a short but terrible war, bringing Katie to the throne of Shanji. Energy drained, Katie watched Tengri Khan's red disk settle down towards the summits of three peaks, then dozed. She was awakened by her husband's return, but kept her eyes closed at first as he padded quietly around the room so as not to disturb her. When she opened her eyes, she saw him standing by the little wooden crib brought to them by the Tamatsun, rocking it back and forth with his foot, his back to her.
"I think it will be filled soon," she said, and he turned around, startled.
"Did I wake you?"
Huo Meng said, coming over to sit on the edge of the bed and taking her hand in his.
"I was just dozing," she said, squeezing his hand. "And Yasui has been very active today. I think she is eager to leave her little place and be with us in the light."